Mike, our final college game to look at this week, UAB and Texas A&M, 7 p.m. kickoff out in College Station. A&M, they're bowl eligible 6-4. The Blazers are 9-1. They're division champions in Conference USA. They're going to play in the conference championship game. Unbelievable job what head coach Bill Clark and those guys have done. They didn't even have a football team a couple of years ago when they shut it down. They were off for a year. They brought it back. They were in a bowl game last year. They've already set a new record for team wins this year with 9.
Yeah, it's a great story, and it's 2 years in a row that Bill Clark, to me, has done the best job in all of college football. Last year, he led the Blazers to a bowl game. This year, they're 9-1. They're going to play in the Conference USA championship game. And listen, in my opinion, it's only a matter of time until a major Power 5 program comes to get Bill Clark.
Bill Clark's had 3 head coaching jobs in his career. Prattville High School in Alabama, where he won multiple state championships there. He went to his alma mater, Jacksonville State, won conference championships there, was hired to come in and rebuild the UAB program. He got them bowl eligible in his first year, and then they didn't get a bowl bid because they announced that the program was going to be shut down. Again, after that hiatus, they've come back. They're on a roll. You know, Bill Clark, as you said, he's going to be a major find for some Power 5 conference team down the road.
Absolutely. And look, what this defense is doing is very impressive. UAB allows only 13 points per game. The Blazer defense, they have 3 shutouts. They've held opponents to single digits 6 times. You don't see that in this day and age in college football. And here, this is a very important point of this game. I was hoping that A&M would be favored more. Maybe that was wishful thinking. But this is a sandwich game for A&M. After Ole Miss, before LSU, UAB comes in. A&M's favored anywhere from 16 to 17. But the Aggies, Jimbo Fisher's probably going to let them know this isn't Louisiana Monroe. This is a good UAB team.
Everyone, hang on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll look at the NFL on Inside the Numbers.
Don't want no cloudy morning. Won't you hear what I say?